Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're here today with Coach Lentz from the Lady Giants basketball. How are you today, Coach Lentz?
Doing great, Luke. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, today we're going to start our first edition of a hopefully weekly series where we'll pick your brain and see how you feel about how the Giants have played that week. And they've played four games since the start of their season. They've had a pretty good opening win against Cathedral, and they went down to the Fishers Classic and weren't able to get a win, and then they had a big win against Mooresville last night. So how do you think they've been playing since the start of the season?
Well, we've done some things well, and we've done some other things not so very well. We had high expectations of this season, and we really haven't met them yet. Certainly injuries have played a part, two crucial injuries, Darian Royston and Kira Goss being lost. That's a lot of defensive effort and rebounding on Royston's part and a lot of offensive firepower on Goss's part. But we just haven't played defense like we would really like to. It's kind of been a situation where we've kind of looked like we're a team that's a little bit lost, and hopefully we'll be found as the season goes on.
Certainly. You mentioned the injuries to two key players. Could you give us a time frame? Do we expect to see them back this year, or do we know that far as yet?
Well, Kira has a hairline fracture of her ankle, and the doctor said it'd be 4 to 6 weeks from injury, which puts us at 3 to 6 weeks at this point. She's still got a boot, and it's going to be at least 3 weeks before she gets to take it out of the boot and exercise and, you know, hopefully round herself back into shape. Darian has a concussion, and the protocol for that can last as short as 3 days or 3 weeks. So it's just kind of how quickly her brain heals.
For sure, for sure. So definitely some injuries to the lineup, but we do have the ability with players out for other players to step up. Has anybody been stepping up in the roster to fill these open shots and fill the defensive pressure?
Well, we've brought some people up, and we're still looking for that maybe permanent solution. But we've had some people, Neil Clark, an Indiana junior all-star, certainly an Indiana all-star candidate, and maybe even a Miss Basketball candidate, has been shining quite a bit. Had 27 points last night with 4 assists and 4 rebounds. Pretty nice all-around performance. Ambria Winsey did a really stellar job, particularly the last quarter. She was ruled the boards at both ends of the floor. Of course, scored 13 of her 15 points in the fourth quarter and kind of nailed down the victory for us.
Of course, that was the game against Mooresville last night. You have a big game coming up Saturday against Brownsburg. How do you expect for that game to go for you?
Well, if we play well, it should be a great game. We got a great chance to win if we play well. And right now, we've just been a little spotty. We're going to have to do a good job of guarding their perimeter players and stopping their penetration from their guards who like to drive and kick. And then we've got to be able to execute offensively ourselves. It should be a really good game.
I look forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game as well. Any other closing thoughts from you, Coach Lentz, for this week?
We're going to practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and try to get better.
Awesome. Thank you for coming down and talking to us this week. Best of luck to you and the girls for the next week.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, too.